We're just about done with Brian Delahar in the background. Your broken heart. And we are pretty close to going live. How are we doing? Not quite.
Very soon.
Very soon. We will be going live with the Appleseed Collective, based out of Ann Arbor. They've got a CD release party coming up March 31st. We'll be talking about that. This is a very interesting musicianship. It's certainly not your regular four-piece indie rock band today. We've got an Americana jazz folk band that's going to be playing some mandolin and fiddle. And I want to remind you, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves here at 89.3 on your FM dial. And if you're not able to check out the whole show, or you really enjoy it and you want to turn on a friend to it, right after the Motor Live Drive, it is going to be available as a podcast at the station's website, whfr.fm. I've got Computer Relations queued up by Almost Free. They're going to be playing the new Dodge Friday night. Let's take a listen to that as we roll into 5 o'clock. It's almost time.
On the internet, I had my first epiphany. Why look for love when I can build a robot?
All right, that was Almost Free, or playing at the New Dodge with Manic Moves on Friday night. And in the background, we got the Juliets doing a song called This Just In, and the Juliets are going to be playing at Smalls Saturday night. And we are about to go live with the Appleseed Collective as soon as we get the thumbs up from our sound engineer.
Got the most city blues, and I don't think the news is getting much better. Unless they say at 5 o'clock, baby, I love you more than a lot. Taxi don't got the Motor City Blues, and I don't think the news will get much better.
Unless they say at 5 o'clock, baby, I love you more than a. Unless they say at 5 o'clock, baby, I love you more than a. This just in at 5 o'clock, baby, I love you more than.
Right, this just in, we are about to go live with Mr. White and Appleseed Collective here in the studio.
All right, we're on the Motor Live Drive at 5. And today in the Live Drive at 5 studios, we have the Appleseed Collective here in our studio. Hey, are you there, fellas and gals?
Yeah!
Okay, they certainly are. And it's kind of an unusual band, as Margaret said. It's a little, yeah, it's an all-acoustic, we'll let you decide what this band is like. In fact, what are you going to start off with, Appleseed?
Our first song is going to be called Life is Beautiful.
Oh, it
I
is.
Guess. Thank you.
Oh, the Appleseed Collective here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. You guys sound great going over the air. We can hear every instrument there. Would somebody like to introduce the Appleseed Collective?
Sure. On upright bass and vocals, we have Miss Sophie Tulip.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Banjo and vocals, Miss Katie Lee.
Hello.
Playing violin, vocals, and later you'll hear some mandolin, Brandon Smith. Ooh. He doesn't speak.
Not true.
Guitar and vocals, Andrew Brown.
Hey.
And I am Vince Russo on percussion.
Okay. All right. In fact, you told me you've got some members that haven't been around for a bit playing with us today, so it's a real nice surprise to have the full collective.
It's nice to be back.
It's nice to have you here.
This next one is one that Sophie wrote. She's the one you're speaking of there. And it's on our upcoming album, Baby to Beast. And why don't you kick it off, Sophie?
Thank you.
All right. Yeah.
Very interesting.
That was name of that track was "The Sugar Cut My Teeth."
Sweet.
That will. In fact, you've got a big record release party next week, don't you?
That's right. The Blind Pig in Ann Arbor, Michigan,
March 31st.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna be it's a festival show, so act a fool, dress like a fool.
You guys don't know what Festifools is. It's a big parade that happens in Ann Arbor right around April Fool's Day, and it's kind of, it's fun. It's a really cool event, and this is a benefit for the Festifools parade.
Whoa.
They get a lot of, you know.
It's a public art project. They make big luminary sculptures and parade through the streets. And so this is a benefit show for them. We're going to be appearing with Third Coast Kings, which is a local, legit old school funk group.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
In fact, it'll be really interesting to see the two of you together, a big acoustic band and a big horn band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be a diverse show, but the Fest of Fools are diverse, aren't they?
Yeah. Certainly so.
And that's again at the Blind Pig on March 31st.
That's right.
Which will also be your CD release party?
Sort of, yeah. We're going to have some there, definitely.
We have a semi-release. Actually, on the 31st, at that show, you'll be able to find our new CD, Baby to Beast. We'll have it available at those shows, which that right now that's the only place that you can get that CD is if you're at one of our shows.
Whoa.
On the 31st, it will be available online through our Bandcamp. You can find it through our website, but that will not be until March 31st.
So they've got to wait till the end of the month.
Yep, wait till the end of the
month.
Can
they wait?
I don't know. If you come knocking down our door, maybe we can help you out. But for now, Live Drive at 5 is...
That's right.
There's also a pretty cool video that we have online of this next track we're going to play, which is called Madly Crazy, Darling. Mm-hmm. You can find it on theappleseedcollective.com.
All right, take it away.
Oh,
All right. Woo.
Wow.
Madly Crazy Darling.
Oh, and you guys are darlings. Hey, now, aww, in fact, you really got to check this band out live. You get the full effect of the Appleseed Collective. You've got you got a sweet young girl with a big bull fiddle. You've got a guy playing a washboard and a drum, and you got a guy playing a big steel dobro, and you got to come and check them out.
Banjo, mandolin.
And don't forget the banjo and mandolins. So,
and that washboard is a real washboard. It's not one of those Cajun rub boards or something all metal. This thing looks like it was really used at one time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have two washboards, and I've spent a few hours cleaning soap scum out of the grooves.
It's got a much nicer sound. The rub boards are kind of harsh and loud. This has got a nice tickly touch. Like, are you playing it with just like little fingertips or something?
I'm wearing banjo finger picks on a few of my hands. I've got a church key paint can opener in the other. And it's just kind of dancing around.
All right. And you told me that you just started playing that bass drum you've got with you just this week?
Well, yeah, not this week. No, it was February, probably a week into February, a few days into our Florida tour. Stopped in Nashville at a little drum shop and
quite
fell in
a large drum shop.
quite large drum shop.
Drum closet.
Nothing I've ever seen before. And I found a beautiful little Gretsch kit, and it suits us perfectly. It's got a tiny little bass drum. We can take it on the street with us. It's super fun.
All right. And you also play with a couple other bands, don't you?
From time to time. I've played with the White Ravens, played with Wolfie Complex in Ann Arbor. I actually jammed with Andy Felisco of the Third Coast Kings back in the day.
All right.
So I've been all over the place.
Oh, but now you've stripped yourself down and you're trying something a little different.
Yep. Holding a whole nother setup.
And this really is an eclectic, a different. I don't even know how to categorize you. We have a file where we put it into the computer system, and we have a couple of choices. And I've gone Americana, folk, indie. I don't know what to call it.
Yeah, we call it Americana folk jazz.
There you go.
Jazz really get sliding on those Z's.
Well, why don't we get sliding on those Z's for another song here?
All right, next one is called Changes.
It's actually called Something New.
Oh, it's called Something New.
Changes in parentheses. Changes. Too many other songs called Changes, so we had to change the title of the song. Thank you.
the Appleseed Collective here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. They're going to play a live show next week, the 31st, up in Ann Arbor at the Blind Pig. Now, how did the Appleseed Collective get started?
It's a long and convoluted story. Andrew and I both were involved in very obtusely directed car crashes in separate parts of the world, and were flung together, and the fates aligned, and the universe decided that we should start a band.
If it wasn't for these two car crashes, although they didn't really start the band, but if it wasn't for each of these two car crashes, it never would have happened.
Never would have met, yeah.
It came together. Sophie and Andrew and myself, Vince, have played in bands together before and kind of come apart. And when this happened, it was like, oh my God, this is what we've been trying to produce. This is what we've been trying to create like this whole time. It was the stars aligning.
And so basically we just found each other. I found these guys found me. Yeah. And then Katie has hopped on pretty recently. I think she's been with the band about 6 months, and she's a great addition as well.
All right, and only two car crashes involved.
Yeah, just two.
Only two.
No animals were hurt.
No, just guitars.
Oh,
just me.
Yeah, some people. Pain.
Life.
Psychic times.
Life occurred.
This next song is called Psychic Times.
Oh, there you go. Good segue.
Speaking of magic.
Thank you. sometime. Your shadow's long, and it's overcast in my sky. No coincidental truth. Oh, there ain't none of that for you. I'm gonna sew my voodoo to your voodoo and all the souls that let loose.
Harmonies sound so sweet in there. It's not many bands that have four-part harmonies.
Five parts.
Yeah, well, everybody's singing.
Yeah, so it really sounds great. In fact, what's the best way for people to find out more about the Appleseed Collective?
Check out our website. It's www.theappleseedcollective.com. That's the best way.
Facebook and Twitter, of course.
Find us on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook and Twitter.
And Twitter.
Yeah. Reverb Nation, we're all across the board.
All right. And in fact, you've got that CD coming out at the end of the month.
End of the month, March 31st is the unofficial pre-release release date.
It's the 31st at the Blind Pig in Ann Arbor.
Yep, you can get it before you can get it.
In fact, you can hear it right here on WHFR before you can get it.
That's right.
So, ain't that the truth?
It's a very special show here tonight.
Certainly so. We're switching it up now. We're into part B of our show. Brando has switched to Mando, and he'll be leading us off on this next one. It's a song he wrote called Sisyphit.
Ooh, take it away, Brando.
Our son to save us pushed a rock up a hill. His body's aching, but he's pushing that rock still. Our son to save us pushed a rock up a hill. His body's aching, but he's pushing that rock still.
And he's never gonna stop, never gonna stop pushing that rock. Never gonna stop, never gonna stop pushing that ride.
Cause we're never gonna stop, never gonna stop pushing that rock. No, we're never gonna stop, never gonna stop pushing that rock.
Yeah, all right. All right, the Appleseed Collective are Andrew Brown on guitar, Brandon Smith on violin and mandolin, Sophie Tulip on bass, Katie Lee on banjo, and Vince Russo on washboard and kick drum. In fact, got a question for you, Appleseeds. Who does most of the songwriting in this band?
It's somewhat spread out. Andrew does a lot of it. I think we play the most of his songs, but Sophie writes some, and Brandon, I write some. We've played a few of Katie's, actually, just started. But she does her own thing, so we're absorbing a couple of her songs lately.
I do a lot of things. And I have a hard time keeping track of all of them sometimes. Yeah. Like today, I have to leave immediately at 6 to go to school. It's kind of lame.
We appreciate you coming today.
Well, thank you so much for coming down and making the live drive at 5 happen.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Whoa. Hey, it doesn't happen without guys like you.
No. And you guys got a CD called The Baby to Beast?
Baby to Beast.
When I first heard that, I thought, well, I can imagine that some projects are like your baby, but then they get out of control. I don't know if that's the meaning of this, the title, but...
It's kind of about, you know, development. It's life, you know, life changes and something starts out small, and yeah, it really does. That's kind of what we've been feeling.
It's widely interpreted, though.
Widely interpreted. Definitely. Change.
It's whatever
change,
you want it to mean.
Basically.
Yeah. All right, and people, your Facebook page is The Appleseed Collective?
Yep, that is correct.
Everywhere across the internet, so that's the way to find us, is The Appleseed Collective.
The entire interwebs.
We're on
interwebs.
Twitter at The Appleseed Co.
Oh, yeah, The Appleseed Co.
You know, it can't be too long.
Hashtag.
Hashtag us.
That includes the THE.
That's right. You got to have the THE.
Including the THE. That's the in the website and the Facebook and the Twitter. We have the the is in there.
That's right. Our sound man, Alan Cantito, says you got to have it in there. He's been looking for you guys.
Oh, no.
Yep, definitely.
And he knows you have to do it.
Get there a lot quicker with the title. yeah.
You guys want to play another one?
Yeah.
We're going to play another one that the last of several live audiences haven't gotten to see because this is another Sophie song.
Yeah, this is also one you can find for free. It's up for free download right now. It's the only available track from our album. If you go find us on Facebook, there's an event. You can go to our Bandcamp, actually, theappleseedcollective.bandcamp.com. And there's a free download of this song. It's Money. It's one written by Sophie, and we all like it quite a bit.
Together on and on. say you're capable of thinking thoughts of danger. You never get drunk in the house or mess around with a stranger. Look out, boys, we're born beauties. Crystal ball, oh, oh, oh.
Oh, then we will share the together on
Oh, yeah.
Words of wisdom. Very nice.
Oh, you've got a real interesting sound. You've got instrumentally, you've got a real bluegrass setup, but it's definitely not bluegrass at all.
No, so it's there's slight bluegrass influence.
A little tinge.
A little bit of bluegrass country style coming up in this next one, actually.
Right. Yeah, this one... This is our...
like Western Swing.
Yeah, it's our country love song.
All right.
It's called Lookie for a Reason.
Right. All right, we're finishing up on the Motor Live Drive at 5. We have the Appleseed Collective here in the studio today. They got a big show, the 31st, at the Blind Pig for what is that, the Fool Fest?
Festifools.
Oh,
it's
you got to get
it right.
Full
Moon Benefit.
Oh.
It's the night before festivals. It's like Christmas Eve.
Oh.
But better.
Even better.
Because the next morning means lots of puppets.
All right. And what's the best way for people to get a hold of you guys?
TheAppleseedCollective.com, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter.
And you've got a brand new record coming out?
Yes, Baby to Beast. It'll be available for download, or you can find it at one of our shows on March 31st.
And you've got a big sneak peek on Monday.
No,
well,
it
we have a sneak
Monday.
Peek going on right now.
Oh, it started on
right now.
The sneak peek that you can find through our Facebook is your link to the free download from the one track that is available. That's Monty. The last song we played that Sophie sang, and that is the Appleseed Sneak Peek on Facebook.
All right.
So you can search the Appleseed Sneak Peek or just find the Appleseed Collective on Facebook, and you'll find that event on that page.
Okay. All right. We got about
right,
5 minutes left.
We got a few
left.
More minutes to go.
5 minutes right. to go? What can you give us in 5?
This is a little number me and Andrew wrote together called Honey Bones. It's all instrumental, so we're just going to take it right to the end.
All right. This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR take you back in time to the days when mystery radio drama